Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Load them up, boys. We're taking tractors when we need them.
Alright, here we go. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Recently in the news, it has been revealed that the Air Force was 60%, at least, I don't know where they're getting this percentage. They're 100% responsible for this guy being able to buy a gun. But in the Sutherland Springs shooting, the Air Force has been found to be mainly responsible for that. So just to remind you of all of this stuff and everything, and what happens when the failure of the background check system, which is always going to happen, when that happens, how deadly this can be. We have the defender. We have the guy that got out there and stopped this guy. And this gentleman's name is joining us again from Sutherland Springs. Joined again by Stephen Willifer. Good afternoon, young fella. How are you doing today?
Good afternoon. I'm doing excellent, and I really, really appreciate this judge and his ruling because the Air Force did absolutely drop the ball.
Refresh us a little bit what happened on that day in 2015, if you would.
So November 5th, 2017.
17, Mike.
Yes, a crazy man came into First Baptist Church, Sutherland Springs, and started on the outside shooting through the church, through the windows, through the church walls. The church was 100 years old. The walls were very thin, no insulation. Just started shooting through the church and the walls and killing people inside. And he walked all the way around the church, shooting from all angles. And then he walked in through the doors and started shooting people on the inside of the church. I was home relaxing for the day because I was going to start my on-call and I wasn't at church that day. Normally I would have been 40 miles down the road at another church that I attended, but I was going to start my on-call, meaning I'd have to go in for emergency plumbing issues all during the week. And I thought that I needed to get some rest that day. And my daughter ran in and told me that someone was shooting up the church. I ran to my safe. I grabbed my AR-15, grabbed a magazine and a handful of ammunition and was loading it as I was running out the door. I didn't take time to put shoes on because I heard so many shots. But as I ran across the road, I yelled out, and he heard me apparently, because some of the people in the church heard me also. He had shot Chris Workman in the back. Chris Workman was instantly paralyzed from the waist down. He shot Chris's mother through the breast. And he was walking over to finish them off when he heard me yell and everybody heard me yell. And he dropped his rifle in the church and came out with a pistol and started shooting at me. I ran behind a 3/4-ton Dodge truck. He hit the truck in front of me. He shattered the windshield of the car behind me, hit the house behind me. I engaged him. He had on Class 3 body armor, which, for your listeners that don't know, Class 2 body armor is what police normally carry, and they stop pistols. Class 3 body armor will stop a rifle. And so I hit him in the left chest, and I hit him in the abdomen. Both of those shots were stopped by the body armor, but he felt them. And he started running for his vehicle, which was sitting in the middle of the street with the engine running and the the driver's side door open. He had his escape plan. And when he turned to his side, I was able to put a bullet between his plate into his side and one high into his leg. He got into the vehicle, slammed the door. He put two more rounds through the side window at me, and I put one where I perceived his head to be. I couldn't see it from the reflection of the glass, but I put it where I perceived his head to be, and it split his forehead all the way across. He accelerated. He turned the corner, and he ran away as fast as that vehicle could take him. I ran into the middle of the street. By the time I got in the middle of the street, he was 150 yards away and leaving. And I put one last bullet through the back windshield. It shattered the back windshield. The police say that bullet went through the windshield, penetrated the driver's side seat, and hit him just right of the left shoulder blade. He went over the top of the hill and out of sight. And I'm looking around thinking, it can't end this way. And I look off to the left, and I see a truck stop sign. I ran over and tapped on the window and told him, that guy just shot up the Baptist church, and we have to stop him. And I'd never met Johnny before in my life, and the locks came open to Johnny's truck. I climbed up in the cab, and we chased the guy 11.6 miles. And in the end, he had called his father and his wife and said, I'd done something evil, and I've been shot multiple times. I'm not going to make it. And he took his own life, and I'm okay with that.
One thing to point out, that handful of rounds you took was eight. And at that particular time, when you got into the vehicle with that gentleman that drove up and said, let's go, you had what, two left?
I had two rounds left. I dropped the magazine. I had one in the top of the magazine, one in the chamber. I told Johnny to tell them, because he was on the phone with dispatch. I told him, tell them, hurry, hurry. I have two rounds left, and he still got on class 3 body armor.
Yeah.
I never wanted to see red and blue lights in the rearview mirror more in my life.
So that's how everything went down. In the end, you guys pulled up on him a couple. If I'm remembering correctly, you pulled up on him one time, and he tried to get mobile and pull on further down the road. And you guys did have to chase him a little further. And
he did. He pulled off the side of the road, and as I was trying, I stuck the rifle out the passenger side window, and I opened up with my left hand, opened up the door, and as I was pushing it open, I was going to use the door as a shield and re-engage him. And before my foot hit the ground, he accelerated, hit the road sign that was in front of him, then folded over the vehicle and on behind the vehicle. He got back on the road, and Johnny took off behind him again. I barely got my foot in the door before we were off chasing him again. And he went about three-quarters of a mile farther up the road. This time he swerved off the left-hand side and out into a field through a fence. And he stopped, and I got out this time. I was holding the rifle on the driver's side door and yelling, get out, get out, get out. It took 5 to 7 more minutes for the police to get there. They were 5 to 7 minutes behind me. Now, I want to say this because I have the highest respect for our men and women in blue. We have some of the finest law officers in the country here in Sutherland Springs, but they were 5 to 7 minutes behind me. We don't have a police department in Sutherland Springs. We only have a community of under 600 people.
Yeah, but that's actually better than the national average, which is 11 minutes. I tell you what, we're coming up on the break. If you would, please hold for me, sir, because this is just the beginning of this. This has been a crusade in a lot of ways, simply because it exposes how weak the background check system can be. We're speaking with Stephen Woolford. He is the defender that disrupted a murderer in 2017 in Sutherland Springs, Texas. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
with Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. We are speaking with Stephen Williford, and we are remembering what happened on that day in Sutherland Springs, Texas, in 2017, which I got the date wrong. I'm sorry about that, Stephen. Now, you have joined forces with the Second Amendment Foundation as a sort of a, you know, you go around and you talk about this and you talk about, and I don't know exactly how you pose it. I've always thought background checks stop nothing. A background check is a snapshot of a person up to a certain point in time, and he doesn't need to go to a gun shop if he is a evil person. They can get a gun and they can kill people so many different ways, so background checks don't really stop anything, in my opinion. But the background check system is only as good as the data entry available.
That is absolutely it. The Air Force.
Yeah.
Now, the Air Force failed to enter any of this into the instant background check system. And we're going to talk about some of his background that they just neglected to enter into the system. He was in the Air Force when his infant son was crying, uncontrollably crying. And so to get his infant son to quit crying, he took a knife and dismembered his infant son's puppy in front of him, trying to get him to quit crying, with the puppy still alive. And then when that didn't work to get his infant son to quit crying, he beat him until he fractured his skull. And he did
a year and a half in prison.
I'm sorry?
This is the infant son's skull.
Yes. He did a year and a half in prison, and personally, I think he should have done the rest of his life in prison for that. But he did a year and a half in prison for that. And the Air Force, or the military in general, doesn't just boot you out when they get you put in jail. You serve your time in jail, and then afterwards, they process you out. So after he got out of jail, they took him into process. And he threatened to grab a rifle and come in and kill everybody there. Terroristic threat. So they put him into a mental institution. Now he's got mental issues. Okay? Where he escaped from the mental institution. And then they dishonorably discharged him. Now, you and I, we both know, because we're firearms enthusiasts, and which, by the way, I love Franklin Armory, Aero Precision, and Nighthawk Arms. I can't believe you have those sponsors. What great sponsors.
Yeah.
I'm envious. But we know as firearms owners, when you fill out that yellow form, it asks for family violence, it asks for felonies, it asks for mental illness, and it asks for if you've ever been taken out of the military dishonorably. All of which, every one of them, felonies, family violence, mental illness, dishonorable discharge, terroristic threat, all of those are on that yellow form. And he lied on all of them. But the Air Force, in its infinite wisdom, didn't plug any of that into the background system at all. That would have prevented him from buying the gun at Academy Sports and Outdoors. But Academy did absolutely the right thing because they did the background check. They did their due diligence. But as you said, that background check is only as good as who's plugging in the information. And so they did the background check. He came back clean, and they gave him a gun. The Air Force is directly responsible for that.
Yep.
Hands down, they are responsible for that. And the government, in its ineptness, needs to take responsibility and do the right thing when that happens. We have a young man that was 17 years old. He was a senior in high school. He signed up to be a Marine. He was going to graduate and go straight into the Marines. He was signed up to be a Marine. When the shooter came over by him, he kicked a young girl underneath a pew to save her life. And for his good deed, he got shot 7 times, and his grandmother crawled on top of him, and she died saving Zach's life. She died saving his life. Now he's got pins and screws and plates holding his body together. He owes over $250,000 worth of medical bills and surgeries on the way, and the Marines don't want him anymore. The federal government needs to step up and not appeal this judge's decision anymore, but settle. And that's just one case. You have a little 5-year-old boy. He's a minor. I can't mention his name. You have a 7-year-old girl. She's the minor. The 5-year-old boy was shot 5 times. The 7-year-old girl was shot 4 times. You have several people in that church that were shot multiple times and have enormous bill and stuff. And they will have surgeries for the rest of their lives. The government needs to step up and stop fighting this. The DOJ has been blocking the lawsuit. Now it can move forward unless they appeal it and put it on hold once again. And there's no reason for it to go on hold. The Air Force has admitted that it did not enter any of that stuff into the NICS system, which is the instant background check, national instant background check. They are squarely responsible for this guy walking in and grabbing and buying a gun and walking out.
Coming up on the next break, when we get back, I want to cover some of those points, because you have made mention of a few of these, but we haven't really heard a lot about the surviving wounded of that particular day, and I'd like to, you know, discuss that. I'd also like to discuss what maybe the Second Amendment Foundation and you have got in the works for combating this kind of thing is in the future. Stephen Williford, you can find out what he's got going on by going to saf.org. And you can listen to him just a little bit more when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The CDC says students who are vaccinated against COVID-19 will not have to wear masks in school this fall. The agency recommends unvaccinated students and staff wear masks at all times. It also advises unvaccinated kids in the classroom maintain 3 feet of distance, but stresses that shouldn't stop classrooms from reopening. The CDC adding the guidelines aren't mandatory, as schools and districts may set their own policies. President Biden spoke with Russian President Vladimir Putin today to discuss the uptick of ransomware attacks in the United States. Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying the president is a believer in face-to-face diplomacy, and this call was an example of that.
Our evil, we know, operates in Russia and other countries around the world, and we don't have additional or new information suggesting the Russian government directed these attacks.
USA Radio News. Search and rescue teams at the condo collapse in Surfside, Florida, are preparing for a third weekend of work. Surfside Mayor Charlie Burkett says a couple of recovery workers have had to go to the hospital recently.
We did have two individuals, you know, that were injured. One was cardiac in nature and was transported to the hospital and is in stable condition. The other individual was one of the task force members, which received a laceration. They required some sutures, but is stable and all right as well.
Search and rescue teams working 12-hour shifts daily. Republicans from around the United States are converging on Dallas, Texas for the second Conservative Political Action Conference, otherwise known as CPAC, this year. The conference, as with the event CPAC held in Orlando in February, is going to be headlined by former President Donald Trump on Sunday. Donald Trump Jr., the former president's son and chief surrogate, set to speak later today. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
That's the home of the binary trigger, the home of the militia line, the reformation line, the Salus line, the Providence line. You get the idea. Check them out. franklinarmory.com. We're talking to Stephen Williford from Second Amendment Foundation. He is the disruptor and the dispatcher of a evil murderer. Before we get into talking about what's happened to these people that survived and but are still, you know, paying the price today, do you think the background check system deters bad guys from trying to get guns in any way, shape, or form?
I do believe it is a deterrent. And obviously it doesn't catch everybody, but obviously it would have stopped him from getting a gun that day. I truly believe that the Cruz-Grassley bill that Senator Cruz tried to push through along with Grassley, and what that would say is if you, they call it try and cry, if you have a felony and you know it and you go and you fill out that form and you lie on that form and you get turned down, now the person that sells that gun doesn't know why you get turned down, but you just get turned down.
Sure.
And right now, nobody ever does anything about that, about those people that get turned down.
See, that's the thing. That's the thing. That's where I think we lose the deterrent effect. Because if they, you know, if they don't know and they do try, I've seen numbers where they get out there and they boil it down to how many people actually get prosecuted in any given year, and I think it's about 12 or 13.
Yes, and so the Cruz-Grassley bill would force anyone that did that, they get a visit by the police that night, and they get arrested. Because that's a felony in itself when you falsify a government document.
Yeah.
You lie on a government document, then that falsifies it. That's another felony. And that also gives them the ability to get a search warrant and search that convicted criminal's home for any other firearms. And if they find them, that's another felony. I don't think any one of us that are Second Amendment people that believe in the Second Amendment want these crazy criminals to have guns. And that's something that we can all pretty much agree on, is we don't want these criminals that are going to go out and kill innocents to have guns. And that would be one tool that we could have that would help fortify the background check as it is, and therefore get some of these guys out off the street. And, you know, everybody thinks, oh, you're for the Second Amendment. You're okay with them going. No, I am not okay with criminals that are maniacs and crazed killers going out there and killing people. I'm not for that. I don't agree with that. So this would be a tool that would actually, we don't need any more laws. Just enforce the ones that are already on the books. And it would make an amazing difference.
I'm sure. I'm sure it would. How many people that day survived the assault?
23.
So he killed more people than survived.
26 died.
Yeah.
23 survived. And 20 of them were shot and wounded. And so these wounded have got bills and issues. And you know, my community is strong and resolute. And I will tell you that day there were 49 people in that church. And today, even during COVID, we have over 200 people every day at the church, every Sunday at the church. We have over 200 people. My community's strong and growing.
Do they have guards now?
Absolutely.
Good.
Absolutely.
Good. I've long thought. Well, good. I have long thought these ideas where they get out there and you know, I've spoken to a couple of men of God about this, and they'll get out there and they'll say, I find it so sad to believe that we have to do this in the sanctuary. And my first thought is about churches like Sutherland Springs, where I'm sure the same thought process might have gone into it, or maybe it had never even come up. But whatever happened, it was horrible to not have something in place.
Look at Nehemiah in the Bible. Nehemiah, when they were rebuilding the wall, said, have a trowel in one hand and a sword in the other. Nehemiah stood on the wall and said, do not fear them. Trust in the Lord your God, who is awesome. Defend your sons, your daughters, your wives, and your homes. Nehemiah said that in the Bible. So I go out and I teach churches now to set up teams and to have teams in place and how to speak on the radio and we go through situational awareness and how to be ready in case something like this happens. And no one ever wanted this. And when you say, it won't ever happen here, understand that there were 600 people total. Under 600 people in Sutherland Springs alone, a little bitty small community. And I'm going to tell you, I never felt so safe in my life in my own community, and was one of those people that thought it will never happen here. And I had all my guns locked in a safe. And it won't ever happen until it does. Don't regret that.
Right.
Don't regret not being prepared. And I go around, and you can contact me at Stephen Wolliford, StephenWillford@gmail.com. And StephenWillford@gmail.com. I go around and I speak to churches. I have a team that if you want me to just come and speak myself, I could do that. If you want my whole team, I have a retired FBI officer that goes and does, he runs a drone over and gives you threat assessment from the sky and inside your building. I have someone that goes around and trains CPS, first aid, and defibrillator and stop the bleed training, and Red Cross certifies people. I have a team that does that for your safety response team, and we now do that too.
When we get back, coming up on the last break, when we get back, if there's any other stuff that you have going on or doing, I'd like for you to put that out before we run out of time. Second Amendment Foundation, that's who Stephen is affiliated with. You can find them at saf.org. That is Alan Gottlieb and the whole host of lawyers that are out there, and people like Stephen who've actually done something in the real world that, when gun control breaks down, it's nice to have somebody like Stephen in place who will take the responsibility. We'll talk about the importance of that when we get back as well. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go!
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at Franklin Armory.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. We're speaking with Stephen Williford. And one thing I think that is very important to point out, because I see, and maybe this is indicative of just you as a man, your life, your upbringing, your faith. I don't know what it is, but a lot of times you'll see something happen where tragedy is being perpetrated by a very evil person, and you see a bunch of mobile phones come out as everybody begins to film it. And I don't think that we can, there's no way to give the best accounting to the fact that when something like this occurred in front of you, when it unfolded in front of you, that you did not... you did not hesitate. You didn't think twice. You took action, and you took the right action, and you disrupted a mass murderer's pattern, which is the only thing that can be done to stop that when it starts.
That is the only thing that stops a killer. Is they say when the second gun shows up, that's when the murdering of innocents stops.
Yep.
Out at the crash scene, and you made reference to this, out at the crash scene after it was all over with and everything, I came back and I asked an officer that walked past me, can I call my wife? And he said, absolutely, call your wife, and he kept walking. I said, no, can I use your phone to call my wife? And he turned and looked at me, he says, you don't have a phone? And I looked down at my feet, I said, sir, I don't have any shoes on. The phone was the last thing I was worried about when this happened. So I had to have my rifle. I wasn't worried about my phone.
Right. Well, the rifle was the without a doubt, that was textbook. That was textbook. Any defender, any trainer out there will tell you that in the event of a rampage killer, which is what this very evil individual was, the only way to get him to stop, and as long as he is allowed to operate uninterrupted, he's going to kill a minimum of 4 people every minute he's allowed to operate.
And he already had way too long.
Yep.
And the police were 5 to 7 minutes behind me. And, you know, I just wish I could have been there quicker myself. I told Chris Workman, if I would have been there 15 seconds earlier, you would still be walking. And he said, yes, but you weren't there during your time. You were there during God's time. He said, if all it cost me to bring so many people to Christ and is the use of my leg, then it was a price well paid. He has been able to, he's our praise ministry leader at the church, and he's able to reach people through his own story. And I thank God every time that Chris survived. If I would have been there 15 seconds later, Chris would be here. But you know, you have to get into action. And they call me the Barefoot Defender, and that brings up the next thing is I have a YouTube channel, and I do YouTube videos, and they call me the Barefoot Defender. So that's where you find me on YouTube, the Barefoot Defender. Do a search, and please subscribe to my channel. And if you like what you hear and see, give me a thumbs up and hit the notification bell for the Barefoot Defender. But being barefoot denotes how quickly you have to get into action, how urgent the situation is. Because you can't take time to put on shoes, but you have to have your rifle. And if you have a choice, a pistol or a rifle, always choose a rifle.
Well, that was a real gunfight. That was not a self-defense situation, though. You know, anybody would tell anybody out there that's willing to listen that if you are in a fight where you got it's going to be longer than 3 seconds, you need to be working your way to a real gun, which is a rifle.
Absolutely. A pistol is fine, and I have a permit to carry a pistol. And in the state of Texas recently, we just passed a law and stuff where we have constitutional carry starting September 1st. And a pistol is a great tool if you don't have a rifle around. And you can't always carry a rifle everywhere you go, but you can carry a pistol. So I'm not slacking on the pistol. But if you have a choice, a rifle's always a better choice.
Yep. Yep. Well, I mean, pistols are they're actually sort of weak, comparatively speaking, as far as quote-unquote ending a fight. But because you hit this guy two or three times in between the gaps of the armor, and he was still moving, but it would not let him go because you're sort of a bulldog, I guess, Stephen. Are you going to be at the NRA meeting in Houston?
Absolutely, I am.
Yeah.
Absolutely,
we ought to hook up. We ought to hook up while we're there. You ought to come and film with me. I mean, you film with me on Zoom, but we would be in much better resolution if we filmed face to face, Stephen. We'd be so sharp and everything. Plus, I can get your hat in there. It'd be some good stuff.
I would love to. I would love to meet you. Make sure and call me closer to the time.
Yes, sir.
I'm actually going to have a couple of American heroes with me walking the floor of the NRA convention.
Okay.
I've just recently found out that Ted Daniels, and if you've never heard of Ted Daniels, he was in Afghanistan. They got ambushed, and he got shot 4 times and made it to the bottom of the mountain. And as he put it, neutralized everybody at the bottom of the mountain and then called in for them to come pick him up. And then I'm also going to be there with the guy from Missouri, Mark McCloskey, yes.
Yeah.
Mark McCloskey, I found out, he's coming down to spend that week with me also. And so I'm going to be walking the floor with Mark McCloskey and Ted Daniels. And like I say, look at Ted Daniels on YouTube. Ted Daniels in Afghanistan, he's a true American hero. He faced evil as much as he, and got shot 4 times and was still able to make it down the mountain and neutralize everybody at the bottom, all the insurgents at the bottom.
Right. Well,
he'll be walking the floor of the NRA convention with me also.
If you guys all want to come and let me take some pretty moving pictures of you, I would love that. But definitely you anyway, at the very least, definitely bring Mr. Williford to me because, you know, you and I have collaborated in more than one occasion. Before you go, tell everybody how to find you and how to find the work you do at Second Amendment Foundation.
Well, first I would say go to Second Amendment Foundation at saf.org and sign up. Us gun owners that are out here, and we're part of the Second Amendment Foundation, we're part of the solution. Second Amendment Foundation has recently won court cases and overturned the assault weapons ban in California. Now it's been reappealed again, and we're taking it all the way up to the Supreme Court, but that's some of the good work Second Amendment Foundation is doing. We're fighting the fight, and we need you to help out. Us gun owners that are carrying this heavy load by ourselves, that are parts of these organizations, we need you to carry your own weight and start helping out. So go to saf.org. Please come to stephenwilliford.com, my website, look around, and contact me at stephenwilliford.com and stephenwilliford@gmail.com. If you want me to come speak to your church and help with your setting up your safety response team, we do that. We have a team that does that. And I thank you for allowing me to let that be out there. StephenWilliford.com and StephenWilliford@gmail.com.
Stephen, I'm about to run out of time. Thank you very much for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having me.
I'll be in touch. I'll be in touch. Have a good weekend.
God bless. You too.
Hour number two is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life. I wish I would have known because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I thank my pops for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZ USA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZ USA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.